Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Anna says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got an interesting situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Started seeing this great guy, we'll call him Dan, about 6 months ago.
Hi, Dan.
Well, my parents are from out of town, coming in town this weekend. Here's the interesting part. Dan was in jail 8 years ago for about 6 months after being caught selling drugs.
Ooh.
He doesn't do that anymore. He's a completely different person, but now I'm kind of freaking out over the visit.
Uh-huh.
My parents ask a lot of questions, and I'm terrified this is going to come up.
Oh.
I've made it clear I don't want him to tell my parents about that part of his life. Like I said, he's a completely different person now, and I wouldn't be with him if he was still doing that stuff that got him in trouble.
Mm.
Dan doesn't care, isn't ashamed of his past, and told me that they're going to find out eventually, so we should just be upfront with them about it now. What should I do? I really don't know how they'll react if I do tell them. How do you bring something like that up?
Oh, gosh. How do you bring it up?
So, fun fact.
All right. So, I tell you what. Let's do a little round of 21 questions, okay?
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever. Been in jail. Wait, Dan.
What?
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess she knows, Anna, you know your parents better than we do. And yeah. So obviously there's something about this that's freaking you out. Like, maybe you've dated someone who had a criminal past in the past and they really look down upon that. You know, I mean, I don't
that's
know.
That's a big assumption. Maybe. But I think
maybe that's kind of her type.
Well, no, we're making a big assumption about that. I think that, you know, she's just concerned about the first impression. Like, is what are they going to
sure.
think? Are they automatically going to judge him from the get-go and then never be able to get past it to
is
really
this,
get to know him?
Is this a first? Is this a first meeting sort of conversation to have, or is this a second, third, or fourth?
I see that's the question. At what point in the relationship do you reveal something like that?
Yeah, you know what? I almost agree with Chris, who just texted in and said I would wait for him to build up some relationship goodwill before sharing something like that.
Yeah, because I mean that's automatically, I think, going
a strike.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a strike against.
That's going to be always in the back of their mind then, and will it fully allow them to get to know him?
Yeah. Yeah, so let them see the Dan that you fell in love with.
Right. Get to know him first.
Right. Right.
Before
and
you
then
reveal the old Dan.
and then lay the old 20 questions never and have I ever.
And then let's get out the scrapbook. Okay, so let's go through and let's meet little, you know, old Dan. You see the little kid
there's
pictures.
There's a
couple from prison.
There's a section here where there's no photos between, you know, this month and this month. I wonder why
there's
that.
There's a mugshot that's
okay.
in there.
Okay.
And then
there's a mugshot.
Right, and then that's how we bring it up.
I mean, honestly, if they're the type of parents who you know, Google the name and all that stuff, it might come up in a Google search.
That is true. Do a lot of parents do that though?
I don't know.
I mean, mine didn't.
I mean, my wife is big into Googling stuff and to doing deep dives on things that she has an interest in. So if someone is going to date, you know, their daughter, then maybe they are doing a deep dive. I don't know.
David said, don't make him lie for you, but if they don't ask, then they don't want to know yet. But, I mean, is that a question you're going to ask? So, have you ever been in prison?
So, who here's been in prison? Well, prison, hang on, prison's different than jail. Let's just clarify that.
Okay,
those
yes.
are different things, yeah. All right, well, hey, let us know, like, the words that you would say, 502-795-1997, if you've
and
got any advice. Yeah, the timing on that, I think,
the
is crucial.
Timing is key.
Would love to hear. And then if you've got a story about hiding something about your partner or significant other from your parents.
And did it come out?
And that might be kind of fun to hear. You know, 502-795-1997, okay? All right, so we'll do all that coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. So Anna's parents are visiting this weekend, going to meet her boyfriend, Dan, for the first time. And Dan, well, he did a stint in jail about 8 years ago for selling drugs. And she's like, I'm worried this is going to come up somehow, come out somehow, and that's going to be an issue. He isn't worried about it, isn't ashamed of his past, and is thinking, you know what, let's just be honest with him up front.
But she's just a little worried, like, this is going to be their first impression of him, and is worried that they're just going to automatically judge him out the gate and not really take the time to fully get to know him.
Yeah, Rachel rolls in on Facebook and says, my husband spent a few years in prison, also on drug-related charges. We met at a halfway house. He no longer does that stuff either. We were upfront and honest about it, and all my parents cared about was the way he treats me and not what happened in his past. Everyone makes wrong choices. It's what you do after that that makes the person that they are now. So that's a good piece of advice.
That's a really good perspective.
Mm-hmm. That's a good perspective for sure.
I think we just need the factor here is her parents and just setting them up and just like, okay, don't want you to judge him. He's not that person anymore. It was a long time ago, but...
As the poet of our generation, Tony Melito, has said,
yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Do we just, like, put that on a button and give it to her?
Now, I will say, a lot of people are saying, just be honest with them. Be upfront, be honest with them. They agree kind of with your boyfriend, Dan, and say, hey, look, it's going to come up. So why don't we just be honest with them right now? And I'd still go back to liking the... idea of let him build some positive vibes, some good cachet with the parents first. And then if it comes up, then address it. But like, let's not worry about maybe bringing it up immediately.
Let's not lead with it.
Yeah, maybe we don't lead with it. Hi.
This is Dan.
Hi,
he used to be in prison.
Dan used to be in jail a few months for, you know, about 8 years ago. It's all right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now a lot of people are going, beware of that. Because if they find out and it's not from you, then it's going to be an issue where if anything comes up, they're going to bring up the fact, well, he was in jail.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, yes. So what are we saying? Are we saying this first visit? At what point in the visit? Because how much time do you need to build up the goodwill?
I think it's not. I don't think it's this first visit. I think you just build up the goodwill here and let it be a positive experience when your parents come visit.
Right. And then if the relationship has legs.
Right. Exactly.
And you know it's going somewhere, then that's when you kind of come clean.
Exactly. I mean, you've been dating him only about 6 months. So, you know, I'm not saying that, but, you know, 6 months is not forever. So maybe you give your relationship a little bit more time to just, you know, develop itself. And
when it becomes clear that maybe there is a future there,
yeah,
that's when we start getting honest.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Thanks for reaching out to us and keep us posted. All right. That is Group Therapy.